Good morning. Sorry, I don't really know what to say. I'm so sorry, what's your name? Got it, right, okay. Holy shit, first of all, I have a really bad headache. And second of all, yeah, I'm assuming last night we, yeah, obviously, yeah. This is kind of awkward. Not in a bad way, I'm glad you're here, sorry, let me start over. I'm really hungover, and, I'm Alex. I don't know how much you remember from last night, but, fuck me. Yeah, so, I guess the last thing I remember is, being at the bar. Probably 3 gin and tonics, if I know myself. And, I'm guessing I met you on the dance floor. Yeah? Yeah, that's kind of typical for me. Not that this isn't typical. I don't wake up not remembering how I got somewhere, very often. Not often at all, really. I haven't done this in a long time, and I'm kind of surprised at myself. Yeah, so dance floor, okay. And I remember that song. Fuck, how does it go? I don't know, whatever. This song that I just, I don't know, I find myself unable to ignore when it comes on. I remember dancing and dancing with someone, and that probably was you, I'm guessing. Okay, good. We both remember that. That's good. I don't know. It's a bit of a blur after that. I mean, yeah. No, please tell me that's not true. No, oh my god. I'm so sorry. I spilled a drink on your shoes. Yeah, you know, that's usually the point in the night where I would hope my friends would drag me away and put me in a cab and take me home, but, yeah, I guess that didn't happen. You didn't see anyone, like, come talk to me while we were dancing? Ugh, fuckers. Yeah, I mean, they probably had their own things going on. I don't know. Knowing myself, I also probably texted them and told me, don't bother me, I'm dancing with this really hot person, and I don't want to be bothered. Yeah, I do. I mean, yeah, you're hot. You're definitely hot. You wouldn't be waking up in my bed if I didn't think you were hot. So, there's that. After that, it's pretty much darkness in my mind, so. Oh, let me see here. I'm just gonna reach over you, if that's okay. Yeah. Okay. Sorry, I just wanna grab my phone. Where is it? Here. Okay. All right. Let me just see if I have any Lyft charges or Uber charges or whatever on my phone. Yep, there we go. Yeah, looks like I called us a ride at, oh my God, at 2:45 in the morning. Yeah, so we were, there for a while. We probably burned a lot of calories dancing, assuming we were dancing that whole time. Oh, look at this. I also have a charge for, looks like, some late night fries from that little stand down the street from the bar. Yeah, classic me, classic Alex. Yeah. I'm not embarrassed. It sounds like we had a really great time. And from what I remember, I had a really good time. I can't tell you enough how not me that is. I really haven't done that since like college, so it's been a minute since I've had a night like that. Well, I need some water and a very large handful of ibuprofen. But I'm really glad that you're still here. Yeah, no, I'm being serious. I'm just trying to tell you, even though I don't remember much from our night together, I'm glad that I'm waking up next to you. Can I kiss you? I don't wanna. I mean, look, I don't know how much you remember, and I don't know if last night was good. I hope it was. I'm actually really disappointed that I don't remember any of it. But yeah, I'd really like to kiss you, if that's okay. Yeah. Okay. I just realized we probably have really bad morning breath. I mean, I didn't. You don't, but I very well might. No, I don't. Okay. That's sweet of you, and I hope you're not just being nice. Yeah, let me, if you don't mind, let me just, I'm gonna go run to the bathroom really quick. Do you want some water too? Yeah, okay, great. I can also bring you some ibuprofen. I don't know how bad you're hurting this morning, but, yeah, let me just, I'll be right back. And as promised, the entire ibuprofen bottle. So, I don't want to make you repeat yourself, but I'd love to know more about you. I mean, I do remember, I have, like, little flashes of memory of, like, being out on the back, like, on the porch, and talking to you about something weird. Like, I want to say, like, baseball or something? Is that right? Oh, okay. Okay, that makes so much sense. You had come from a baseball game to the bar. Okay, yeah. That's really funny. cool. Well, I hope you had a good time. Do you live close by? Oh, well, right now we are in the Maplewood neighborhood. Yeah. Yeah, it's like just a few blocks west of the highway. Yeah. Okay, so you don't live far. That's good. Yeah. I would feel bad if you lived like all the way on the other side of town, or if you were just visiting or something. I don't know, I just mean, like, I don't have, you know, I wasn't prepared for guests. Let's just put it that way. So, yeah, I'm actually really nervous to see how messy my apartment is when I go out into the living room. So, yeah. it's kind of starting to come back to me. I mean, it just feels odd. Not in a bad way, you're not a stranger. At least you're not anymore. But I do feel a little, I guess we know each other intimately well, based on last night, so I can say that, yeah, I'm starting to remember, and I really enjoyed last night, and I think you did too. Yeah? Yeah, I mean, that's what I would guess, based on the fact that my clothes are all over the floor. And it looks like yours are too. Can I kiss you again? I was really not expecting this. And I was going out for a couple of drinks with my friends. Yeah, I had no plans to. Yeah, I wasn't looking. But I feel like the world's kind of like that sometimes, you know? Yeah, you find things that you need when you stop looking for them. I'm not implying, like, that sounded like I'm expecting us to have a, you know, lifelong fairy tale romance or something. I'm not. I just think it's funny, you know. I have friends, one of them who I was with last night. You know, she has, like, so much trouble with dating, and, you know, she's on the apps, and she does all of that shit, and she's gonna be really, really pissed when I tell her that I met someone in person and we had a great night together. No apps involved. So, yeah. Oh, my bed's comfortable. Oh, that's nice. Thanks. You know, I spend a lot of time in here, so it makes sense, you know, to spend a lot of money on your bed. Good pillows, good blankets. Yeah, you spend so much of your life asleep, so you might as well be comfortable, right? I'm sorry if I was like really awkward when I first woke up. It really took me a minute to figure out what was going on. I'm glad you, like, mostly remembered. That would be kind of alarming, I feel like, waking up in a strange place in bed with someone you don't recognize. Well, you handled it with grace. I'll say that. God, I'm so tired. Oh, if I had to guess, we were probably up till sunrise. Yeah. Do you have anything to do today? No? Nice. Yeah, me neither. Thank God. I don't know what I would do if I had to be somewhere. Oh, God, it's gonna be a takeout and reality TV day, I can tell. Oh, yeah? Yeah, you like the sound of that? Cool. Well, you're obviously, more than welcome to join me. I insist, because I would really hate for you to leave here with the idea of me, just really drunk and, like, completely no memory, horribly hungover. Like, I don't want you to think, I don't want you to, like, think of me that way. Just in case we never see each other again, you know? And again, sorry, I went, first I implied we were going to have like a lifelong romance, and now I just implied we're never going to see each other again. Just to be clear, I don't expect either one of those to happen. What do I expect? I don't quite know yet, but I'm definitely hoping that I'll see you again, and that maybe you'll give me a second chance and let me take you out proper. What do you think? Yeah. Yeah, I like what that sounds too. You wanna go downstairs? I'll make you some coffee. Fire up the TV. Yeah? Alright, let's do it.